This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3168 for Wednesday, the 23rd of September 2020. Today's show is entitled FreeBSD Jails and Iacaj. It is hosted by Norrist and is about 9 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, use Iacaj to manage FreeBSD jails.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
To talk about FreeBSD jails. I'll also talk about how to manage jails with Iacaj and how to set up FreeBSD to host services inside a jail. FreeBSD jails are a type of OS level virtualization. The most well-known OS level virtualization platform is probably Docker. Other examples are LXC containers and Solaris zones. FreeBSD jails allow users to run multiple isolated instances of FreeBSD on a single server. I like to use FreeBSD jails for separating applications. I like to experiment and sometimes I break stuff. I usually run one application per jail. Using jails for services allows me to experiment and learn without risking breaking another process. Some examples of how I use FreeBSD jails on my home server is I run things like web applications, databases, or syslog servers in their own jails. FreeBSD comes with tools to manage jails, but I like to use Iacaj to simplify the process. In this example, I will outline setting up a network for the jails that is only accessible from the host and forwarding incoming connections to a jail based on the port. There are other ways to set up jail networks, including being able to have the jail IP address on the same network as the host. I will only cover one type of network setup, but see the documentation for the network setup that works best for you. The jails in this example will be configured to bond to an IP address on the host's internal network. The host OS will pass traffic from the external network to the jail using port forwarding. Iacaj uses ZFS data properties to store the configuration data for each jail, so a ZFS file system is a requirement to use Iacaj. Many new FreeBSD installations will probably already be using ZFS, but if not, I'll cover a minimal ZFS setup. For network setup, I'll cover setting up the internal jail-only network, enabling the PF packet filter, and configuring PF to pass traffic to and from the jail. FreeBSD includes more than one firewall. I am most familiar with PF, so that's what I use. Another option for the firewall is IPFW. Either firewall can do more than just pass traffic to an internal network, so refer to the documentation for additional firewall configuration options. We need to add some startup options to the FreeBSD host. The preferred way to manage FreeBSD startup is using the sysrc command. The show notes will have these sysrc commands. To create the loopback interface, run sysrc cloned underscore interfaces plus equals LO1. to set the network range for the loopback interface, run sysrc ifconfig underscore lo1 equals inet 192.0.2.1/24. You can use whatever IP address range or settings that you want. Then enable the PF firewall by running sysrc pf underscore enable equals yes. The configuration file for PF is pf.conf. I will have a sample of pf.conf in the show notes or follow the PF documentation. I won't read the entire pf.conf, but it does contain a few parts. First, set up the variables containing the interface names, and then there's a rule to allow NAT traffic from the external interface to the jails. And then finally, there's a rule forwarding ports to a jail. At this point, the easiest way to activate all these changes is to just reboot the host. So now we'll look at setting up ZFS to use with IOCage. The best way to use ZFS, especially if you're using a VPS, is to attach a block storage device as a new disk, or if you're using a physical machine, attach a new disk. If a block storage device is not available, you can optionally use a file as the ZFS device. If you are not already using ZFS, you can activate and start ZFS by running sysrc zfs underscore enable equals yes, and then service zfs start. In FreeBSD, the command to list disks is geom disk list. Use that to find the name of the new disk. In the example, we're going to create a ZFS zpool called jailstore. To create the zpool on a new disk, run zpool create jailstore, then the path to the disk /dev/whatever. If you are not already using ZFS and don't have a second disk available but still want to try IOCage, you can use a file as the ZFS device. Create the file using dd, if equals /dev/0, of equals /zfs file, bs equals 1 meg, and count equals 4096, or whatever you feel is appropriate size. Then create the zpool on the file by running zpool create jailstore /zfs file. The easiest way to install IOCage is from the FreeBSD package manager. Run pkg install py36-iocage. To configure IOCage to use the zpool we created, you run the command IOCage activate jailstore. And the last preparation step is to download the files IOCage will use to build the jails by running the command IOCage fetch. For the example, we'll create a jail named www and then install Apache. To create the jail, run the command IOCage create -n www IP4 underscore address equals LO1 piped 192.0.2.10/24-r, then the latest FreeBSD release, the one that you would have downloaded when you ran IOCage fetch. To start the jail, run IOCage start www, and then to get a shell inside the jail, run IOCage console www. Once you have a shell inside the jail, you can install and start Apache by running pkg install apache 24 sysrc apache 24 underscore enable equals yes, and service apache 24 start. Since PF is already configured, port 80 on the host IP address will be forwarded to the jail we just created. Additional jails can be installed using the example commands. Install the new jail with the IOCage create command, then be sure and use a different IP address. Then expose the jail to the network by adding an additional rule to pf.conf. Please leave any questions you have in the comments, and see you next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.